every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year, and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Andrew Zarian here, Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. on Saturdays with Jim Valley, and Sundays with me. Happy Sunday, everybody. Happy Sunday to everybody listening on Sports Byline, listening online, watching online, listening as a podcast. The year's over. 2025 is a wrap. A couple days left in the year. It was something. 2025 was something. But in the world of professional wrestling, a lot happened. A ton. And last night, we got AEW's World's End, their final pay-per-view of the year. A lot of moving parts. They've set up 2026 in a very interesting way here. I really like the show. I didn't like a lot of the finishes, or some, I should say some of the endings, right? Some of the finishes. I didn't really love it, but it made sense. I thought this was a top-to-bottom great show. I actually stayed up the whole night to watch it. You guys will be surprised. It was a nighttime show. I put my big boy pants on, and I watched that thing till the very end. And guess what happened? I fell asleep a minute and a half before the ending, and I woke up to MJF celebrating as World Heavyweight Champion, so I had to rewind it. I thought it was great. I thought the show was fantastic. What we're going to do today on the show, we're going to break this down and really go into what this means for AEW going into the new year. I may have some news on a pay-per-view location. A pretty big pay-per-view. We also had some SmackDown. We'll touch if we have some time today on the show. Wrestle Kingdom 20 is next Sunday, January 4th. If we have time, we'll talk about that also, because some of the stuff that happened tonight is leading into that. We'll see the aftermath of this. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. We'll be back right after this. Stay tuned.
Appliances can't handle the holiday hosting heat? December deal drops at Lowe's makes upgrading easy. Get up to 35% off select major appliances, and rewards members save an additional $40 on the Whirlpool electric range and the over-the-range microwave. Plus, get up to 60% off select ladders so you can deck all the halls. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/10 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See lowes.com/terms for details.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Do me a favor, hit me up on X at Andrew Zarian. You can follow me there. Everything that's happening in the world of pro wrestling, anything I want to talk about, actually. I just put out an X post about my good friend Chauncey Hayden, formerly of the Howard Stern Show. Steppenwolf Magazine, editor-at-large of Steppenwolf Magazine, the legendary Steppenwolf Magazine here in New York. It was a gossip magazine. It was a Inquirer here on the East Coast. So Metropolis Knights, he ran that too. He wrote a book, another book, Rebels, Rockers, and Icons, 30 Years of Music Q&As. This is the definitive rock Q&A collection. If you're a Stern fan or you're a Chauncey fan, I don't know how many of you are there. He was a heel on that show. You can pick it up. I think it's everywhere that books are available on Amazon. But also, you know what's fun here, MG, my producer? I had no idea.
Yes,
sir. His dedication page is to me.
Oh,
he dedicated
dear.
This book to me and my family, which was a huge shock. I don't even know this man. I've never met him. It's not like I've gone on vacations and cruises with him.
No.
So congratulations to Chauncey. Definitely pick it up. He's wrote a series of these great interviews that he's had over the last 40 years of covering media. A lot of wrestlers in his sports book, too. A lot of wrestling interviews. He has an interview with Hogan and Triple H and a whole lot of people. So let's talk about this. World's End yesterday. You know, I kind of miss it. I miss the afternoon pay-per-views. I'm very used to this now, and I think they really should move them. But last night, I had all the energy in the world. I was feeling it. So I was watching most of it live, which was nice. 0 Hour began with Sisters of Sin against Hyann and Maya World. Are they signed? I think they are signed.
He addressed it in the post-media scrum. I don't think they are, but I think they will be soon.
Yeah. Yeah, this was... You know, just to get everybody on, get everybody warmed up, put them out there. It was fine. I like Sisters of Sin. I think they're a good team together. Julia Hart's TikTok is out of control. If you follow her on TikTok, she needs to be stopped. It's out of control. We got Jetspeed and Jurassic Express defeating Josh Alexander and The Demand when Jungle Jack Perry pinned Ricochet. Moscow Dorado and Bandido, Rocky Romero and Mark Davis. This was actually interesting because Moscow Dorada, we spoke about this last week. He is incredible. And this is not the same Mascara Dorada. This is not Grand Metalik. This is a new Mascara Dorada. He's very young. He's 23 years old. This kid is incredible. You know, this is going to be an interesting story next couple of years and where he ends up and what he ends up doing. But the big story here for Zero Hour was really Eddie Kingston and Zach Gibson. You've seen this story be told over Ring of Honor, if you have not been following Ring of Honor. If you were at the New York tapings last weekend for Collision and Dynamite, you saw them do stuff here. And this was the payoff. But the bigger payoff here is after the match, they would attack Eddie. Eddie won, by the way. They would attack Eddie, and Ortiz made the save. So this is setting up a Grizzled Young Vets versus LAX.
Good to see him back. Good. I mean, he's low-key been one of my favorites for a long time. Yeah. And it looks like we're getting a version of this,
yeah. I got to tell you, though, I thought that gimmick had some, that tag team had some pull in this company. I thought they were onto something. With Ortiz, I thought that tag team was a Proud and Powerful.
Yeah.
Mm. I really like that tag team. I don't know. I mean, obviously, you know, personal issues and whatever else happens gets in the way. But I like this. This is good. And it's a nice keep Eddie healthy. Put him in a couple tags here. Keep him going. Amazing. The story of Eddie Kingston's career should be an inspiration to anybody in the world of professional wrestling. This guy was an indie legend, okay? New York City legend. Never went to WWE. He was in TNA. He was considering going back to his job. It was a pandemic. And he's one of the most beloved guys in AEW, in the history of that company. It's fantastic. I love a good story like that. We got the main show here. I guess we'll get through a couple of these before we take a break. But this was interesting. This was a very good show. But a couple wacky endings. The show began with Okada and Takeshita, Continental Classic Finals, semifinals. Well, the league finals. What are they? Blue League? Gold League?
It was the runner up of the gold versus the
winner. It was a runner, yeah.
You believe, yeah, okay. Or vice versa. Without looking it up again. But yeah.
So the story here really was they did not give us an Okada Omega match here, okay? Obviously, it's being told that they're going to continue this. Whatever they're doing, they're continuing it. It was a fine match. The match was good. I'm very curious how Okada is going to come out. How is he going to be presented in Japan next weekend? Is he going to be Japan Okada? Is he going to be American Okada?
That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, I think it's going to be kind of in between because he's got to do something dastardly, right? Now, I wonder if they're going to try to do something similar to what WWE did with Cena and have him have Okada cheat to win or something. I don't know. There's a lot of things they could do, but that's on that show.
I don't know. But the story here was Okada would find a screwdriver during the match. And he planted it on Takeshita's face, and then he got the pin.
And then Don Callis kind of blowing it off like he didn't know about it. It's like he didn't see it, even though it's right in front of him.
Yeah, he didn't know, but it turns out it was planted by Kyle Fletcher.
Mm-hmm. For him to use later, which is plays into the next match. But yeah. What I found interesting, I felt like they didn't get out of gear four.
They did not get out of that gear, no, but that was by design. Mm-hmm. You know, everything that they've done, and I have to say, the story between Okada and Takeshita that this company has put on is probably the most organically interesting storyline that they've done. Everything has been fine. I really, and it's taken a long time to get here. You know, and here's the reality. Should that 10-star... you know, home run of a match be the opener on a pay-per-view where it's a tournament?
Yeah.
You know, that's the thought process here. Do you give it all there? No, you don't. You save that for the big match. I don't think it hurt. I don't think the match that they had hurt that whatever that next big matches that they have. I think this was fine. It kind of protected both talents.
It's going to build to it because now there's building, story there. Yeah, and their story, and you can tell they don't like each other, even though Don Callis will tell you otherwise. But that makes it for every time they get together, it's going to be, oh, we got to watch this because there's going to be something else that's going to happen.
Well, also there's another element in this, right? I said that this was a lose-lose match.
I know. You weren't happy about them putting this here.
I was not happy about them putting this here. I think that I said this last week. This is a lose-lose match for them, considering next weekend they have a win-win.
Mm-hmm.
Both of their guys, two of their top guys, are in two of the biggest matches in New Japan for this pay-per-view. So whatever story they are telling there will continue this. Whether or not Okada beats Tanahashi or Takeshita loses to Yota Tsuji, which he should, really. He should be losing to Yota Tsuji. So then Okada comes out and says, you're a loser. I beat you. I beat Tanahashi. You couldn't beat Tsuji. I think that'll be the story there.
Also, there's a story of Okada getting older and had to cheat to keep up. I think,
and
that's
he had
a story
to cheat
too.
To keep up, and that's also a big story. When we come back, I'm going to go into the John Moxley Kyle Fletcher match because this could be a match of the year, definitely a match of the year candidate. Depends on how you see things, but this match was incredible. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. We'll be back right after this. Stay tuned.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. I had to take a little break there. But now we're back. John Moxley, Kyle Fletcher. Moxley defeats Kyle Fletcher to advance to the finals of the Continental Classic last night. This was unbelievable. Kyle Fletcher's great. I can't use any other word. He's so good. And he was good when we first saw him. When he first came in. I mean, in New Japan, he was great. You know, and everything he was doing, he was great. But this guy is dedicated to reinventing himself over the last year or so. And you just see him getting better and better. It's and butter, MG. That's what he calls it. He keeps getting better and butter. He's really hanging in there with the big boys. And that match with Jon Moxley was so good. The story here really turned out that Fletcher went looking for that screwdriver that he had planted prior to the show beginning. And he couldn't find it because it wasn't there. Okada used it. He put it back in his trunks and he went back. So Okada is hurting everybody in that group, huh?
The plot thickens on Don Callis' family.
Don has a lot of splaining to do.
I love how this show like branched out like so many little side stories.
There were a lot of side stories, and do not be mistaken that don't be mistaken about what's happening with Gabe Kidd in that group too. You know, don't be mistaken. They're planting seeds here for something. I thought this match was great. So pretty much what happened, Moxie wins with the Bulldog. Bulldog show?
That didn't come out right.
What is a Bulldog show? He went to a Bulldog show?
No.
What is this, the USA Network? He's watching the animal show? Preempted? There were so many near falls throughout the entire match on both sides. Moxley wins.
I think I lost track about 20.
I lost track. at some point. This was interesting that they did these back-to-back to give these guys a little bit of a break before they go out, right before the main event. I thought what they would have done, which would have been very interesting, is to have Okada come right out.
And do it, like, right after?
Right after. You have Okada come out. Him and Kyle have, like, this like, moment, like, what the hell, dude? And Okada goes, sorry, I had to use it.
Well, here's where I would say what worked for them this time is they had Moxley give that babyface rah-rah cheer promo right before they went out. So they had time to film that.
By the way, my wife did not like that promo. She did not like that promo, but she loved the end promo where he sounded like Jake Roberts.
Yeah, but that was missing a tooth and working two matches.
Yeah, that does it on you. And you know, he's not 20. He's not 20 anymore, wrestling in CZW. FTR, Bang Bang Gang. I didn't like this match, this street fight. It went a little too long. It was about 17 and some change. I think if they had kept it a little shorter by a couple minutes, it would have been a better match. I think they went a little long on this.
I felt like this didn't need the blood as much.
It was a street fight. They had to do it. It was a Chicago street fight. It's in the mean streets of Huffman Estates. where I will say I've had the best freaking brunch I've had, I mean, in recent memory. You were there. You came to that, right? You came to brunch with us.
Yes, we had brunch and it was fantastic.
What was the name of that place?
Oh, we do this every time.
Every time. I honestly, it was the best brunch. And
all
it
I know
was dinner
a lot
and
of
a
the
show.
Wrestlers
it was dinner and a show. It was brunch and a show. You had JR, right? JR was sitting there with, like, who was he with? Hobbs, I think. He was with Hobbs. You had,
I know Ortiz. I see Ortiz. And
Ortiz
I
was
Darby
there.
Allen.
Darby came for a pickup. He got a bacon, egg, and cheese to go. It was the most bizarre thing because there were no other wrestling fans in there because this was like, it's like a little
Sunday
bit more,
morning.
It was
Sunday morning.
Early morning. It wasn't a cheaper place. Yeah. It wasn't inexpensive. So it was popping. The mean streets of Huffman Estates. And then I got stranded. We got stranded there after leaving All In. And two men, random men, I had to hike my pants up. I had to show my legs. A set of brothers came and picked us up. And I abandoned you. I said, hell with you, all of you. And I got in the car and I left. And then Tony from Observer had to come pick you guys up.
Shout out to Tony.
Shout out to Tony, leader. Babes of Wrath defeated Mercedes Moné and Athena to keep the TNA. Wow. The AEW Women's Tag Team titles when Nightingale pinned Moné. This is continuing the meltdown of Mercedes Moné. She was shocked after the pin.
Oh, so, and then let's skip ahead real quick.
Yeah.
So after we cut back, after a few matches went by, they cut back to her with I believe it was with Renee backstage. And my God, that promo was actually one of her better promos she's ever did. And they've given up on bleeping out or editing the F-bombs, it sounds like.
Well, it was a pay-per-view.
There was a lot of them on this show.
It was a pay-per-view. Yeah, so.
Normally they haven't done those. Normally, even in the pay-per-views, they haven't had them. But I noticed a lot of it happened on this show. So
yeah, well, MJF dropped the F-bomb right at the end of the show, too. He looked at the camera and, you know, he...
There was another one, too. I want to say Mox might have done it. I don't know. But, yeah, there was a
listen, it's a pay-per-view,
them,
you know? It's a pay-per-view, and you're more than able to do that. Mm-hmm. And if you are doing it, you should save it for a pay-per-view. That's a special thing about a pay-per-view. You don't know what you're going to get.
But
maybe you get a couple curse words. Oh, my gosh.
I am interested in this Mercedes meltdown as it continues, as she unravels and see where it leads. It's ultimately going to lead to her becoming a babyface again, I would
say. Yeah, eventually that it'll lead into that. Someone's going to take that TNT title off of her. And when they do that,
It could be this week.
It could be. How many titles does she have left?
She's down to 10. She just lost the British titles, which was two belts.
So, I mean, I think that should be the last one that she loses is that TNT title. And whoever beats her, it should be either a very big name to continue keeping that title relevant, or it's going to have to be someone that you make and you dedicate your time to. This shouldn't just be a regular win.
Right. You're building someone up.
You're building someone. Yes. Darby Allin, Gabe Kidd. They beat the crap out of each other. Where'd you make it this
they
one?
They did. This was another one. I understand that they treat Darby differently than anyone else, but again, I didn't like the blood as much. But because I mean, this was just a regular match, and here they are both bloody as it can be in this whole thing. So,
well, I mean, that's their entire style.
What it was,
both of them are brawlers, you know.
For what it was, I it was okay. It wasn't. I'm not going to say it was good.
Yeah.
But
need to have Gabe Kidd on this TV more. I don't know. I know that it's like a split thing that they got because he's signed with New Japan, but he is, there's something there with him.
He's got something. Yes.
He's got something.
I wonder if this is where he does join the Death Riders full time.
And then you start the turn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think so. TNT champion Mark Briscoe, Orange Cassidy, Roderick Strong, and Timeless Tony Storm defeated the Death Riders. CMLL world champion Claudio Castagnoli, Wheeler Yuta, Daniel Garcia, and Marina Shafir in a mixed nuts mayhem match.
What'd you think of that title?
It was something.
So I thought this match was a blast, dude. It was so much.
Party match. Tony Storm, it was fun.
Yeah, Tony Storm was so good in here that she had me rolling with the dancing with Orange Cassidy, and they were whipping each other into their opponents. I was like, okay, this could have been left off the show if you wanted to be more serious, but it kind of broke it up.
You needed the breakup. And I normally don't like that. I don't like when you break the flow up, but everything was so serious on the show. I mean, mm-hmm. if you think about it, you had Okada and Takeshita. That's a huge story. You had Moxley defeating Kyle Fletcher in that great match. You had that FTR brawl.
And then the Darby match was...
Okay, you had the Babes of Wrath against Monet, and that's a big story that Mercedes is melting down. Everything is serious. You had that Gabe Kidd match, which he can't have a silly match ever. Right. This was kind of fun.
Yeah.
It kind of changed. Not to say that this is your break, but this is your emotional break match. That's what they did. You didn't have to think about this. You know, Marina and Orange are doing the kick, the hands in the pocket. You know, that's fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they did a good job of incorporating the ladies in this without making it silly. You know what I mean? So I did like that as far as what they did there. Because there was a spot where Roderick Strong chops his wife in the back.
Yeah.
And that was one of those ones they stared off and everybody knew it. It's like everybody knew they're married, but they don't say it on TV. They kind of hint at it, but
I thought it was good. I thought it was fun. You need to break that up. But, you know, the next three matches were very serious and were very good. We're going to go into. I thought this is the best that Jamie Hayter's looked in a very long time. And I think Chris and her had a hell of a match. But we're going to talk about all of this. I also want to get your thoughts on this show. Hit me up on X. Let me know if you like the show. At Andrew Zarian. When we come back, we're going to talk about the final three matches on the pay-per-view. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Stay tuned. The girl I come to see, you know I love her so.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Let's pick up where we left off here. AEW World's End. The final three matches here of the show. You know, this match was interesting because I thought Jamie looked great. I thought Chris looked great. It took a little while to get there. They were not getting the response from the crowd. But again, long show. They needed to break up the momentum. But as this match was wrapping up, it really picked up. There were some gnarly spots in the match. Jamie Hayter did a missile dropkick from the top of the announce table on the outside onto Chris, and she rolled up like a pretzel. There was also, I don't know what that was. Was that like a blue thunder bomb from the second rope or the top rope?
I don't know what it was supposed to be, but that's what it kind of turned out to be.
I mean, it looked insane. It was a lot. It was a good match. That was that scary spot. It was a good match. I thought it really came into gear near the end, but it took a little bit to get there with Chris Statlander defeating Jamie to retain the AEW World Women's Championship. Now, the big question, who's going to be the next opponent for Chris? That big opponent.
Yeah, that's part of it, because if you think about it, these two aren't as over as the people in the tag matches before they went on before them. In my opinion, I mean, some people will argue me on that, and that's fine.
Are you talking about the Monet and Athena match?
Between the Monet and then Toni Storm, all your women's stars were in other matches. And these two are kind of just there, but they're picking up steam, and they're truly trying to build Chris as a world-beating champion. And
they both suffered from the same terrible situation where they got... The crowd got really into them, and then they got hurt.
Yeah.
You know, before Jamie went away, she was really getting hot.
I think the one they're going to build next is Tekla. I think that's
Tekla,
who is
yeah,
coming
that's
up
another
next.
One. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's another one. Second main event, I guess. Double main event, right? Jon Moxley, Okada, Continental Classic. What did you make of this match? I thought this was great. I thought this was a really good match.
Oh, this was such a good story, and you could see it as it was going. So first of all, Moxley was getting cheered just about the entire match, and Okada is coming off as such an SOB heel.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so fun. American Okada is my favorite.
I know. He's incredible. I thought this was very interesting because this has been a 3-week turn for Jon Moxley to turn babyface.
Mm-hmm. And they're doing it slowly. And then I thought, you know, first of all, I didn't think he was going to win.
I didn't think he was going to win. Well, I will say I knew the card. Okay. I kind of teased it last week. I knew how this was going to go, but if I'm going based on my personal gut, I would have thought that they would have somehow ended up. Well, they couldn't because they were on the same side. So I don't know. I thought that the big story here would have been Okada and Takeshita, which it still was. Now I have a question for all of you. Jon Moxley defeated Okada. Okada is no longer the unified champion.
Oh dear! Here we go.
I went on this rant in the boys' dirty group chat last night at around 11:30 at night, and nobody was giving me the answers that I wanted. Nobody's giving me the answer I wanted from this. Okada is no longer the unified champion, correct?
He's also
not the continental champion, correct?
Correct. John Moxley.
He is the international champion. He's international champion. Yes.
Correct.
John Moxley is the continental champion. Yes?
Correct.
Yes. Ricochet is the national champion, correct?
Correct.
Okay. If John Moxley defeats Ricochet and is the national champion, or if Okada defeats Ricochet for the national title, do they become a unified champion? What titles are required to create the unified title? How about the world title? If John Moxley wins the world title and he's the continental champion, is he the unified champion?
I mean, it's a valid point.
You cannot merge. You cannot merge the world title with any other title.
But here's the best part, Andrew, is it's all scripted. It's all
I need to know the answers here. You don't think I need to know the answer here? This is the big question that everybody's dying to know. So,
guys, we spent 2 hours on this last
night. I know. I was just ranting and raving about it. John Moxley, Continental Champion. It took them a lot to get here. They got here. Okada lost to John Moxley. Death Riders come in the ring. He cuts a big promo in the end. He sounded exactly like Jake the Snake Roberts. He had this gravelly voice. He lost a tooth. He's exhausted. What did you make? Did you like this match?
I did. I loved it. I loved the come from behind babyface. I mean, the story of the match was his knee, right? Or his ankle.
Yeah.
He worked his ankle the entire tournament, and now he's barely standing. And somehow he figured it out and got the win. And, man, you can tell there's a turn coming. And he cut that babyface promo.
Yeah.
And you could almost see everyone stewing behind him. And I'm like, are they going to turn now?
Well, remember, everybody else lost. Everybody else lost except for him.
Yeah, there's going to be some, you know, when Pac wasn't on the show. That was another thing. Well, all the people that were omitted from this show. No Bucks, no Omega. So
yeah,
there was a lot of people off, and it still turned out really good. So I really enjoyed this match, and I'm curious to see when that or how long they're going to linger it out and tease us on that turn.
Yeah. But okay. I'm curious about this. What do they do here? Maybe he challenges Ricochet. Maybe he does merge the titles. Maybe he does become unified. Maybe he beats Okada again for the international to merge the titles.
That'd make you happy.
Yeah, I want less. I want less titles. I don't need more.
As long as they're using them to finish
the triad of the apocalypse. Shows. What happens if you merge all three? National, international, and continental. What happens
my
then?
Brain hurts.
Are you then the universal? Oh my gosh, they're gonna have their own universal title. What happens then if you win all four? The triad of the apocalypse, the depths of hell, it starts breaking apart. Vecna comes out.
Oh dear.
Oh no, that's the wrong company. That's the wrong company doing a Stranger Things crossover 5 days after the show's over.
Oh,
so
dear.
That'll be something. Main event, MJF, Samoa Joe, Swerve Strickland, Hangman Page. So, a couple of weeks ago, I called this my information dump that I received. I received a couple things here. Three of them have happened. There's still two I'm waiting on. But essentially, MJF, it was actually a bad kept secret, but MJF came back last week, 2 weeks ago. On their international show, showed up at that. He wrestled on Christmas on 34th Street. What was it? Massacre on 30, whatever they called it, at the Hammerstein Ballroom. Samoa Joe, Swerve, Hangman, MJF. MJF defeats Swerve and Samoa Joe and Hangman to win the AEW Men's World title. Second time champion, under 30. You know, they did a good job at protecting everybody here. They protected Hangman. They protected Swerve. MJF got a cheap win at the end. right? He came in and he stole the win from Hangman and Swerve, beat Samoa Joe. There was a reason for this. The reason I think it's going to be, the program is going to be Hangman and MJF moving in. And you also have Swerve and MJF. MJF has never pinned Hangman, never defeated him on pay-per-view. I believe so. I believe that's what it is. So they're telling the story here. What did you think of this main event?
I knew about 4 minutes in. I goes, oh my gosh, the way MJF is wrestling, he's gonna dip and duck and be out of the way. And then I goes, yep, he's winning the title. Yep. I knew it right then. I goes, yeah. the way they're building this matchup, he's gonna sneak at the end and get a cheap win, as he should, as his character should. And now we're gonna get this obnoxious MJF every week. So, which I think is good, because he is by far the best talking heel in wrestling right now.
I have to tell you, dude, I've seen him. First time I saw him wrestle was 2000 and either 17 or 18. 17. No, I'm sorry. I think it was, could have been 16. He had just started. I was in Deer Park, Long Island. I was doing color commentary on an indie show there that my friend had put on. And I saw him come out and I go, oh my God, this kid is, who is he? That was the first thing I thought. I'm like, who is he? He's incredible. Sometimes you see someone and you know this guy's going to be somebody big. And he is. He is one of the biggest names in the sport right now. And I thought he did a great job. I think this is positive for them. Great way to end the year. I think having the title on Max, you know, Samoa Joe was an in-between again, unfortunately, but he's such a good player in that role. He did not have the title for too long. But this set up whatever is coming between Swerve, Hangman, and MJF going forward. And whoever else you're putting in there. But I will tell you, I mean, Kenny having another run here would make a lot of sense. Him to beat MJF for the title. Or Hangman.
Oh,
and Kenny.
A lot of fun.
You know, there's a lot that they could do here. And Max is so, you know, he has such a deep catalog of ways to go about. I'm curious where they go in the next year, because this is going to be the big story here. During the media scrum, Khan thought that the Christmas Collision was maybe their best collision ever. I thought it was a fantastic show. I thought the Christmas Collision was better than the Dynamite, and I went to the Dynamite. Renee asked Tony at one point if he knows any good dentists, referring to John Moxley spitting out his tooth.
I took that as a reference to Britt Baker.
Oh,
like a side, like a hey, where is she type thing.
You know what? That's great. I would have picked that up too if it wasn't, you know, the sun wasn't coming up. Khan continued to push AEW's achievements in this year's Sports Illustrated Awards. He did a great interview with my very good friend John Alba. If you guys have not checked it out, definitely go check out the interview John Alba did with Tony Khan. A lot of good stuff there. He brought up his plans for the future, primarily in 2027, when the company would need to peak before the next TV deal. Khan greatly talked about his plans for the new year. You know, he was saying that, you know, he has great plans for this year. It was actually like a little bit of a summary of, you know, what he's planning on doing and what he did this year and where they are. When we come back, we'll touch on a couple more things. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Stay tuned.
Are Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
Hey, vacation lovers, it's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from The Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Come, my lady, come,
my lady, you're my butterfly. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline, final segment of the show. So Khan mentioned a couple things like Adam Cole, no update on his status. This was on the post show. Somebody asked him, he was asked if he was surprised that Jon Moxley got cheered in the way he did. He said no, because he's one of the greatest wrestlers ever. Which he really believes that. He generally is a huge fan of Jon Moxley. We also have Wrestle Kingdom 20 Sunday, early morning for us here. What time? 2 o'clock in the morning it goes on? Gotta check the time. But here are the top matches here, since we got a couple minutes. Tanahashi retirement match. Hiroshi Tanahashi against Okada in his retirement match. Winner take all match. IWGP World Heavyweight Champion Takeshita against Yota Tsuji, which is the IWGP Global Heavyweight Champion. So I guess they're merging those titles.
And they're merging the women's titles. The New Japan Strong Champion and the World.
Yeah, the Strong title. Yeah, the Strong title and the other one. Well, they don't need the Strong title anymore. They really should merge those. That's you have a never open weight championship, Evil against Aaron Wolf. This is a jam-packed card. I'm looking forward to it. This will be a fun show next week. I will not be here. I think Josh will be here. I have to reach out to him. I will not be here next week. But Josh will have this covered, I assume. Hopefully. Probably. But I'm looking forward to this. It's a great show. I thought last night's show was fantastic. Also, United States Championship changed hands. Carmelo Hayes defeated Ilya Dragunov to win the title on SmackDown. If you haven't seen it, definitely go check it out. I was very surprised
by this. It was a really good match.
Very good match and very surprising.
It was probably the best match of the weekend until yesterday.
I would say it was the best match of the weekend until the pay-per-view last night. Yes. One day. They had a day. Guys, that's it for this week. We'll see you all next time, Wrestling Observer Live. Take care.